Here's what happened this morning with Stacey and Clayton.
It's 6:12, Cruise Mornings with Stacey and Clayton. What a sexy morning.
It's beautiful.
My goodness. It's not like super sweaty warm. It's just the perfect morning temperature right now. Not a cloud in the sky. Sun shining. Let's keep it going with the good news, shall we, Stacey?
Okay.
We forgot to mention this a couple days ago, but Swinging with the Stars, the event we MC.
Yes.
The event I danced in this year.
Yes.
It raised over $180,000 for the City Hospital Foundation.
Fantastic.
So... Air
nice
horns,
work.
Obviously, such a fun event
and
this year.
And it was obviously that much money raised because you danced and because we MC'd.
Obviously, we are 100% of the reason.
Yep.
So, congrats, Stacey.
You bet, buddy.
We did
nice
it.
Nice work.
We did it. It's all us. The other part of good news, McHappy Day was yesterday.
If
you went to McDonald's, got yourself whatever, guilt-free Dawns, helping out the Ronald McDonald House, everybody wins, right? If you went to the Confed McDonald's between like 11 and 1, no, like 10:30 and 12:30,
apologies?
Apologies. Yeah, apologies. We slowed down the drive-thru pretty bad.
I would like to say thanks to Alexa and the staff out there for having us, obviously.
Alexa's a beauty,
but not even having us, but allowing us to legit be employees. Within 5 seconds of meeting her, she's like, okay, what do you guys want to do? Clayton was on the drive-thru. I was helping pass drinks to you. All of a sudden, I'm on the fry machine.
Yeah.
Like,
you're working the front till.
It was bizarre.
Like, taking orders, pushing the buttons. It's not just like, oh, you have a helper. No, like, they literally put me in the drive-thru.
Yeah.
Put that order on hold. Serve that order. Get the drinks. Check the bag. You're like, okay. People are asking me for McChicken sauce and stuff. I'm like, okay. Legit working there. And that's the thing. Like... You feel bad because you don't know what you're doing. And
we skipped all the training.
It's the busiest day of the year. And everyone is so calm, cool, and collected. I'm freaking out. Guys, we need this. Ah! Everyone's like, whatever.
And once you get behind the counter at a restaurant like that and you see the inner workings of it, it makes you appreciate
when
you do rock up to the drive-thru and grab your bag from that person, how much went into actually putting that together.
It's a
well-oiled machine.
I get it. No one wants to wait at the drive-thru for a long time. Sucks.
Yeah.
But you know what? Never get mad at a drive-thru because it's chaos in there, okay? It's absolute chaos.
But
there's a screen. There's a screen. They keep stats of the other McDonald's and they compete against each other. And they can see how each other are doing, and they're like, oh, Sharon at the Stonebridge location. I hate Sharon. Like,
step it up, everyone.
We gotta beat Sharon, guys. I had no idea that's how it worked, right? And again, they're all just calm as a cucumber in there, just hey.
It was great.
Calm as a cucumber,
cool
as a cucumber. Hot start, Clayton. Hot start.
Making an excuse or using an excuse to get out of plans, something we've all done. Sometimes it feels amazing because we all know how good it does feel as well to get out of plans sometimes. I got a top 10 list of the best excuses for canceling plans ranked. Number 10, family friend emergency.
That's number 10?
Yes.
What?
Because it's great. It's like, whoa, nobody questions it.
Yeah.
But you're a horrible person for making up a family or friend emergency if it's not real.
So it's taking in all the factors.
Oh, yeah.
Because, yeah, that is a very greasy excuse to use.
And then you also, if you're using excuses with the same people, have to keep track. Has that person already been in a really, what, they caught off their thumb again? Come on, you have to be careful with that one.
Dave, do you have 9 grandmas?
Because
you've been to 9 funerals in the past 2 years.
Something work-related is also not a bad one because, you know, work stuff is, you know, a valid excuse. It's not the best one. Minor freak accidents can also be okay, but again, you have to be careful. If it's something that like will leave a scar, what if the person's like, oh, let's see what happened, and obviously it didn't. That was number 8. Scheduling mix-up, number 7, double book yourself. That's definitely believable.
Yeah, but that's also greasy because it's like, hey, I have plans that are way more important than our plans.
Exactly.
I have no problem canceling our plans, but I can't cancel these plans because you're a nobody to me.
The no excuse.
Just being honest.
Yep.
Just, I don't like you.
Yeah, exactly. Sick child or pet at number 5. That's a great one. We've we've not used Fiona in that aspect, but it's...
Oh, yeah, just using your child.
You know
hey?
What? She's really tired and needs to go to bed. It's 6 o'clock. I know.
She's really tired and needs to go to bed. That's every kid ever. So.
Right? Number 4, waiting for a service technician. Because those windows, we all know, are like anytime between 10 and 6
that's
today.
That's good. I didn't think
that's
of that.
Great one. Number 3, which I could have sworn or I should have felt would have been number one is stomach issues, aka diarrhea.
Gotta poop.
No one questions diarrhea.
No.
No.
Gotta poop my pants.
Exactly. Number two, a migraine. Again, very easy to use as an excuse because it's all not, you're not physically, what am I trying to say here? It's in your head, and
you
I know
can't
that sounds
prove
weird.
It. You can't
exactly.
prove it. There's exactly. The scar thing you're bringing up. Yeah. There's no scar after that.
Exactly. But the number one reason, or the excuse they say to use is just the actual truth. Boo!
You took 2.5 minutes
I know.
Running down this list.
To get to the truth.
And that was the payoff?
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, just say you have to pick up your grandma at the airport. That's the best excuse. What are they going to say? Oh, what am I going to do? Leave my sweet old grandma at the airport to take an Uber? No!
Do you have a grandma, Clayton?
Well, yeah, I have 10. My other 9 have died.
Oh, right. Since March 2nd, gas prices have gone up 20 cents per liter. That's ridiculous. Mm-hmm. That's like 2 months, 20 cents. Horrible. And it looks like, oh, wow, what? Gas prices set to go up right before the May long weekend.
What? No way.
Classic gas prices, am I right?
Those gas prices.
Always before a long weekend, if you're heading up somewhere, if you're planning on going anywhere, I don't know, maybe hold a small bottle drive. Roll your coins. Look in the couch cushions for money. I don't know.
Would it be weird if a grown man had a lemonade stand on
not at all
front lawn?
Not at all.
Stacy, come on, it'd be a little weird.
That's the times we're in right now, honestly. Basically, if you do have plans for the May long weekend, make them stay home plans. That's what ours are. We're going to stay home and do yard work.
But at the same time, the May long weekend is like the best lake weekend of the year.
Is it though?
Well, it's after you open everything up, like after you get everything ready, the Friday when you get up there, that's the TSN turning point of the May long weekend cabin weekend. Because you got to have a productive Friday when you get there. Get some stuff done. You put the docks in Saturday morning. Rest of the weekend, you're good to go.
But the thing is, weather. Otherwise, I'm talking May long weekend is a bit of a crapshoot.
Well,
because you're always like, is it good? Is it bad? What's it going to be?
That's classic Saskatchewan.
Could it snow?
Whatever. That's Saskatchewan. That's just going to happen. You can't do anything about that. You can do something about your productivity at the May long weekend, though. So
you can also do your backyard.
You could also just do the backyard, right?
Save the gas.
See, I never know when to start my backyard. I feel like the dads in East College Park always judge if you're out there too early.
You live in a judgy neighborhood?
Oh, my goodness.
Ooh,
oh, don't.
Wow.
Hey.
East College Park, judgy. You heard it here first,
We're not
folks.
Judgy. We're just passionate about our landscaping.
Backtracking.
That's because it's a beautiful neighborhood. We always want to keep it that way with our huge trees and beautiful huge lots. But that's the thing. Like, I always feel like I'm fertilizing too soon.
Right.
I'm seeding too soon. I always feel like people are driving by. Look at this idiot over here.
That's why you just copy the older guy and do what he does.
No, that's why you just go to the lake and let your yard go to S word.
Oh.
I don't like swearing. My mom's listening right now. Second last day for free food and fuel.
Yeah.
For our friends at Saskatoon Co-op and Sass Pork, which means 4 more cues to call, and of course, the bonus Facebook Friday post.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, 5 more chances technically to win $100 in gas or groceries to Saskatoon Co-op. We've been talking about it all morning. Gas prices, goo.
Yeah.
And they're going even higher right before May long weekend. Classic gas prices. So, yeah. You want this $100 to Saskatoon Co-op. Stick around.
There's a story floating around on social media. I've seen it everywhere. It's crazy. You know that question people ask you when they're like, when you fly somewhere and you land? It's like, so how was your flight?
Mm-hmm.
And 9 times out of 10, it's pretty uneventful, which is what you want.
Yeah.
That's the answer you want to give. This guy who shall remain nameless, he has not provided his name. I can see why, because it'd probably be a lot of attention. He's from Florida. Not that that means anything, but he basically landed a plane after the pilot became incoherent. He passed out. Something happened. We're assuming it's some kind of medical emergency. And the guy basically flew a Cessna 208 and successfully landed it at the Florida airport.
It's nice hearing a story about a Florida man that doesn't end in jail time or something being stolen, right? Like, it's a nice Florida man story.
And what was crazy is that he got on the headset with air traffic control. Mm-hmm. The air traffic controller had never actually flown that kind of plane.
Oh, man.
So they were using like a sheet where it says like, step one, to do this, blah, blah, blah. At one point, they asked the guy, they're like, what's your location? And he's like, I don't know. I can see the coast of Florida in front of me. Help me out.
This is not one of those situations, buddy. Like when you can't find your buddy's house in a new town, it's like, yeah, I'm kind of by the Husky gas station. Yeah, okay. In a plane?
No.
I see a cloud. Kind of looks like an elephant. You see
also,
that cloud I'm talking about?
There's a lot of water. But regardless, this guy was able to successfully land a plane. There was only, it's a tiny plane.
Yeah,
a Cessna's
like
a little one. There were two people on board, two passengers and the passed out pilot, and they landed safely.
Now, taking off in one of those planes, super easy. I've done it before.
All you do is pull up.
You go fast and you pull up.
Yeah,
that's literally
I could do that.
First time I was in a plane, I did a video shoot for the Blades. We did this promotional video before the season started. We did a lap around SaskTel Center. I took off at that Mitchison Flying Center. The guy is like, yeah, take off. Go nuts.
Take off, eh?
And I'm like, oh, can I land it? No, absolutely
not. Yeah, that's
not
the worst
taking
part.
Taking off, they say, oh, it's easy. Anyone can take off. They're like, landing? No.
Yeah.
Buddy did it.
Kudos to him.
First try, no help.
Also, best story ever.
A song about roster in Saskatchewan. The Arrows, Meet Me in the Middle. Saskatoon and PA people, if they want to, I don't know, can't decide where to meet. Hey,
sure.
Come over here. You come over here. Let's just meet in the middle. Roster.
Or for Davidson folk, Saskatoon, Regina. There you go.
That was the worst joke ever. Just trying to be local, Stacey.
You tried.
I'm just trying to give Roster a shout out on the radio because it's my favorite small town ever.
That's where Sean went to school.
Delisle, you're a close second, by the way. Cruise Mornings with Stacey and Clayton. The little things, Stacey. The little things are just, why do they make such a difference? Like, when you do something big, right, you spend 9 hours cleaning your house one day. Afterwards, you're just like, meh. But if you spend 5 minutes cleaning your nightstand, it's like the best feeling in the world.
Yes.
Why is it always like the little things just make your heart feel so happy, and these big, huge accomplishments are like, all right, on to the next one?
Because 2 minutes, 5 minutes is like a small portion of your life. But like you said, whatever you're doing does actually make an impact. So by spending a very little amount of time, you're actually making a big difference.
Feels like a win, right? Five minutes, I accomplished all of this.
Exactly.
And you didn't really accomplish anything. You just kind of reorganized some stuff. But it feels good, right?
It does.
For example, cleaning the inside of your car. You can't relate to this because you're a weirdo who keeps your inside of your car clean at all times.
Pretty spotless.
Who does that?
No one.
I spent 10 minutes cleaning my car yesterday. Feels like I'm driving a brand new car.
I know.
I didn't vacuum. I didn't take the car mats out. Didn't do anything. I just picked up a bunch of stuff with my hands, recycled it, threw it in the garbage. Oh, my goodness. Driving to work today. I'm a whole new person. I have changed, and it's because 10 minutes picking things up.
Yeah.
It's like the grade 2 teacher strategy. Before the end of the day, everyone pick up 10 things off the ground.
Yeah, exactly.
You feel great afterwards. Any other little things?
Same. I'm always I love making the bed first thing in the morning.
Oh, it's the best.
It takes literally like no time at all.
None.
And then when you walk back into your room to a nice, clean, tidy room, it feels so good.
You feel so accomplished. Mm-hmm. You're like, look at all I have done. A quick bathroom clean, I find.
Yes.
Like, just, again, you don't have to get the toilet cleaner out and stuff like that, but just the multi-purpose spray.
And just wipe the counter down.
The multi-purpose spray, a.k.a. the MVP of the house. Just spray that around everywhere. Quick wipe down. Awesome, right? Another thing is, instead of buying, like, the no-name lame version of your favorite treat, treat yourself. Spend an extra $5 and get the actual version of it.
The real stuff?
Times are tough, right? Gas prices, inflation, everything. I don't know about you. I'm buying no-name stuff, off-brand stuff all the time now.
Yeah.
All the time to save some money. Treat yourself.
Treat yourself.
Buy that brand name cookie that you've wanted.
Spend that
extra $1.50.
Except for macaroni and cheese. Don't get the KD. Get the President's Choice.
Let's not be ridiculous here, okay? Any other little things that just make your day, let us know. 938-0963. Let's help spread the positivity around.
Add another food to the food shortage list because of supply chain issues. Vegetable oil, cooking oil, the oil you deep fry your French fries in oil, mostly probably use a lot at restaurants, which means in turn we as Canadians could be seeing higher costs at restaurants, which sucks.
I was waiting to use that for like 11 seconds.
Sorry, I just had to get all the information out. But
there's a lot there.
The thing is, just a big kudos and high five to those of us, i.e. Clayton and I, who recently purchased air fryers.
Yeah, we're those people.
We don't need no stinking oil.
We're air fryer people. We're better than you.
But we're not, because we have the tiniest of air fryers.
We have the loser air
fryer.
Ours
were $50?
Yeah, we have the cheap people, this kind of sucks air fryer. We can, honestly, couple tater tots.
A handful of fries.
That's what fits in mine.
Then later, two chicken fingers.
Two? Wow, you got the deluxe model over there. But yeah, air fryers, they're just... Kendra is on team, what's it called again?
Holy, she's going to be mad. Ninja Foodie.
Yeah.
Ninja Foodie.
Apparently, it's like an
air fryer on steroids.
It's like an air fryer and a slow cooker and
pressure cooker.
It's a bunch of things, but...
It weighs 634 pounds.
Oh, that's cool.
But I can't afford the counter space for these devices.
Again, good for air fryers because you're going to be saving money on oil. Now, restaurants, so this is big for them because the price of oil going up, that means, they're going to have a bunch more costs.
Yes.
What about a restaurant that just uses air fryers to cook their food? Air fryers.
Dragon's Den
idea. I know we have Picky's restaurant where there are literally four things on the menu and that's it. Picky's. If you're a picky eater, you'll love it here. We can have AFs. Air fryers. AF is a dirty term on the internet, though.
Yeah.
Whatever. Plus, that's how you get people in the door. AFs. What's this all about? Oh,
the other thing, too, though, let's face it. I feel like a lot of restaurants already use air fryers.
You think so?
Oh, yeah.
If you work at a restaurant, let us know if you use an air fryer. 938-0963. If there's an air fryer back there, I don't think air fryers have made it to the restaurant world yet. I'm not talking one or two. I'm talking 50 air fryers in a row.
That's it.
You literally cook everything with air fryers.
Okay.
There is no deep fryer, no grill, no nothing. It's just air fryers. Would you eat at AFs? 938-0963.
Are you hungry AF enough to eat at AFs?
We're going to AFs. See? It works on many levels.
So this is great news if you like older baby names. 1920s era baby names are set to make a comeback. Look out!
Oh, I loved the 1920s. This is great news.
It is if you, I think they made reference to, Prince Harry and Meghan Markle naming theirs both quite older names. For instance, if you need some examples.
Well, if those two are doing it, we may as well all hop on the bandwagon.
For girls, Joan, Mary, Margaret, Dorothy, Gladys, Irene, Iris, Elsie, Ada, and Mabel.
Dorothy?
Mm-hmm.
I like that.
I love Dorothy. It's so sweet.
What about nickname possibilities for Dorothy, though? That's the only thing. Gonna call her Dor. Dorsey.
Dorth.
Dorth. See, that's even worse.
I think the nickname for Dorothy is Dot.
Oh, yeah, Dottie.
Yeah, I think. It's cute.
I just learned something.
Very cute.
My whole life I've been like, Dottie. Who's naming their kids Dottie? Dorothy.
Oh. For boys, Ronald, Arthur, Robert, Albert, Freddie, Edward, Archie, Ernest, Isaac, and Harris.
Ernest.
Cute. I like him.
That kid's going to be saving Halloween in no time.
I also love Archie. I just absolutely love that name. And Arthur. Those are very cute names.
We already have our name picked out, and now I'm regretting it because forgot about Ernest. I could have sent him to camp and been like, all right, Ernest, let's go to camp.
You can't name your child after that kind of character.
I could have just set up a bunch of shenanigans at Christmas and had him save Christmas.
Next kid.
His middle name could have been P-Whirl.
Okay, anyway. And speaking of baby names, we talked a long time ago about parents who experience baby name guilt, where they've named their child something, they've got on the birth certificate, and then fast forward 2 weeks, they hate it.
Mm-hmm.
This mom had a really funny idea. What she said to do, if you want to basically test out if your kid's name is okay, go to Starbucks, order something, use your potential baby's name, say Ernest, and see what the barista does if they look at you funny, but then also, too, when it comes to the writing on the cup, is it easy to spell?
Mm.
Two little indicators there for you if you'd like.
That's great advice right there.
I guess.
The barista at Starbucks is probably Ernest. Wow, do you like the Ernest movies too?
Yeah, see, that's never going to happen.
Never ever. Say never ever.
Ever.
In the words of MacGruber.
We talk about nostalgia a lot here on Cruise Mornings. Hell, our entire music library is basically just packed with nostalgia. Mm-hmm. Those songs that make you feel good. Sometimes for people, food makes them feel good. Nostalgic food, right? You have gone on about Krusty's a lot. pizza joint in Lakeview, right?
Rightfully so. Yeah. Well, it's Poncho's now. It's called Poncho's Pizza, but back in the 90s, it was Krusty's Pizza, and everyone knew that the breadsticks at this place, sure, they had 9,000 calories with all the stuff they put on there, but my goodness, these breadsticks.
So good.
If I could, I'd pay like $100 to have an order of Krusty's Pizza breadsticks again.
$100?
$100.
Interesting. Two guys out in BC paid $600 to have a pizza delivered 4,000 kilometers from Windsor, Ontario.
$600 from Windsor to BC. Okay, yep. Shipping is going to be pretty expensive.
It was apparently a very unique pizza from the pizzeria that they loved so much, where they like shredded the pepperoni instead of round flat pieces, and they use canned mushrooms, which a lot of people turn their nose up at canned mushrooms. I also love canned mushrooms; they're so good.
Just mushrooms in general.
Basically, they were able to get in touch with this pizza joint, and they agreed finally to send it all the way out to BC. They half baked it and then froze it and then used UPS to send it across Canada.
Is there any place that you would do this for? Like, how much would you spend for something like this?
Like my current state of life right now, probably like you, $100. I don't have that kind of income to just be like, you know what? Screw it. $600 for pizza. Who feels like, because I have been to Chicago, Sean and I were there for a honeymoon, and we had Lou Malnati's Chicago deep dish pizza. I would definitely pay to have that brought over. It was fantastic.
Because Chicago deep dish pizza travels very well.
It's like a brick.
Freeze that bad boy and reheat it. Tell me how good it's going to be.
2 days later. Are you kidding me?
Reheating Chicago deep dish pizza would not be good. Like from frozen?
You're crazy. You're crazy.
I'm crazy.
Yes, you are.
Okay.
Have you had Lou Malnati's Chicago deep dish pizza?
No.
Then you can't say.
What a niche question to ask.
Well.
Come on. Have you ever had Neaqua pizza from Winnipeg, Manitoba? That's the pizza I'd pay $100 to get shipped.
Okay.
Neaqua pizza, the thin crust, chef's kiss. Also, the fried chicken from Barnaby's Grill in Onono, Manitoba. I'd pay $100 to have that shipped as well. What kind of food would you pay $100 to have shipped to you? Like, it could be from anywhere in Canada, or maybe a Saskatoon food. Let's say you moved to Calgary or Vancouver. Right. What Saskatoon food would you pay $100 to have shipped to you? 938-0963. And if your answer is Chicago deep dish pizza, you're wrong. It's just...
Shut your dirty mouth!
It wouldn't reheat properly. It wouldn't taste like the original. It would just be...
your thin stuff.
No, thin crust, it heats up evenly. Because this would be the lasagna treatment in the microwave. The outside would be boiling
magma
hot.
First of all, you made
the inside,
a huge mistake. You don't reheat it in the microwave. Oven. You do it in the oven, you goob.
I still would probably be a pretty cold in the middle, though.
46 with Loverboy, 96.3 Cruise FM. Cruise Mornings with Stacey and Clayton.
Well done, Stacey.
Thanks, buddy.
You heard the free food and fuel cue to call. We're giving away $100 to Saskatoon Co-op. Big shout out to our friends at Sass Pork as well. Lorne was our caller 96.
Yep.
Lorne got $100 in gas or groceries to Saskatoon Co-op. We're going to break down this call TSN Sports Center style here, okay?
Because there was a lot.
There was a lot here. Lorne's a beauty. When we get callers like Lorne, we love it. So we go through 95 callers, reject them all. Caller 96, this is how Lorne answers us.
Lorne.
Matter of fact.
Lorne.
So right away, we know it's going to be fun. Because anytime people yell on the phone, you know they're going to be beauties. Because they, like phones now, great technology. Mm-hmm. You can talk like this, you can hear them crystal clear.
That's true.
Back in the 80s, though, you had to talk like this in order for someone to hear you on the phone.
Or maybe he's used to working in a shop or something where he has to yell.
But
Lorne
keeps going. And we ask him, you want anything lately?
No, I have not.
No, he has not.
Right to the point.
Again, matter of fact.
I love it, okay?
Lorne, buddy, guess what?
I won.
Caller 96.
Right on, thank you.
Right on, thank you.
This is the best part of the call. He's excited. We know he's
pumped.
We
know he is.
We know Lorne deep down is like, heck yes, week made. But all he gives us is...
Right on, thank you.
I won.
Right on, thank you.
Yeah, that's right.
And I did an impression of him off the air as well, and he was like, that's spot on. So just a lesson for the rest of the free food and fuel, because there's only 3 cue to calls left, by the way.
Right.
Be like
Lorne.
Okay, we gotta make that into a sound.
Let's
effect.
Make it a button. Yeah,
Lauren.
So I'm gonna say Clayton.
Cruise mornings with Lauren, Stacey, and Clayton.
Clayton.
Lauren.
Saskatoon's greatest hits, 96.3 Cruise FM, Cruise Mornings with Stacey and Clayton. Oh yeah, that's still playing in the background.
Whoopsie.
I was gonna do this this little clip again.
Lauren!
But I forgot to close all of my tabs.
That's
so
okay.
Classic Clayton.
Lauren!
Lauren.
If you miss Lauren, by the way, make sure you listen to the podcast, because it was...
Lauren had no idea how much of an impact he'd have on us.
Classic Lauren. If you missed it in the sports, the Riders, a couple of signings. They signed this guy named DeMarcus Christmas.
Amazing.
Lloyd's brother, playing for the Riders.
Fictitious character related to a Rough Rider player.
Yeah, but yeah, DeMarcus Christmas. Apparently he's pretty good, too.
I wonder what his middle name is. I'm Googling him.
DeMarcus Christmas played for Florida State. Pretty good school. So you got to be a pretty good player to get in there. Fingers crossed he makes the team, because I really want a Rider jersey with Christmas on the back.
Right?
Because some jerseys, like some people do the Pilsner 69 jersey. Cool, man.
Yeah.
Cool, bro. Sick. Like, the custom name on the back, if it's your own name, okay, I'll let that one slide. But
yeah.
The people who try to be funny, whatever. This is an opportunity to be funny, but at the same time, it's an actual player. Christmas! Christmas on the back! You break that out every December, it's great. The Saskatchewan Rush have another one of these instances. Number two for your Saskatchewan Rush, Matt Beers. And you get a jersey with Beers on the back. It's like, wow, buddy, really?
Do
really?
You love Beers much?
I love Beers too, but come on, man. It's like, no, buddy.
It's my name.
He's one of our best defensemen.
Yeah.
Number two, Matt Beers. So you could have a Rider Christmas jersey and a Rush Beers jersey.
Just the best of both worlds.
You can just go back and forth on Christmas Eve between the two of them.
Stacey and Clayton, weekday mornings 6 to 10 on Cruise.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.